Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, we speak to people making a difference in Bedford County. Now, here's our host, Lloyd Roach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program over News Talk 98.7 and 1310 AM WBFD. This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. We have two guests this morning, not just one, but two. We have Jen Marsh, who is the CEO of BCDA, and its chairman, Dr. Mike Odelick. We're going to introduce each of them individually because the best way, as Mark Twain said, to do an introduction is to do it yourself. So, Jen, let me talk with you. First of all, where did you come from? Are you a native, or where did you come from here?
Yes, so I'm a transplant. I have been in Bedford County for 4 years. Prior to moving to Bedford County, I was in Penmar area of Pennsylvania, worked in Washington County, Maryland. But I will tell you, I'm a Midwesterner. I was born in Iowa. Parents are from the Midwest, so I got that Midwestern spirit.
What is it with the directors of the BCDA? They all come from Midwest, Wisconsin.
Betty was from Wisconsin. Right. I think that's how we connected so well.
Okay, well, good. That's good. Well, I know you're organized there. I told Betty that she came from Wisconsin. You know, they have good beer there. Mike, tell me about you. You're obviously a doctor, Mike Odelick. You have a job. And tell me about your job when you're not doing this.
Yeah, so I'm a native of Bedford County, born and raised. Graduated from Northern Bedford County School District. I was a high school math teacher there. I was a high school principal there. And I am in my fifth year at the Bedford County Technical Center as the administrative director.
Where did you go to school?
So I went to school at Pitt Johnstown for my undergrad in math education. I went to St. Francis for my master's in education leadership for my principal certification, and I graduated from Penn State with a doctorate in education leadership.
Well, as you see, we have highly qualified guests today, so they are really going to overshadow anything I say. But first of all, Jen, let me ask you, you're relatively new in the job. You've been on it for over 6 months, so you're not the new girl anymore. What is the basic mission of BCDA? Explain to us what you do.
So BCDA's mission is to improve the quality of life in Bedford County through economic development while preserving our heritage and natural resources. So that's the mission statement. Basically, what we do, our job is to improve the lives of our residents, to create jobs and opportunities for our young people.
So connected with that, you got to do physical things. You got to build industrial parks. You got to build buildings. You got to make land available. Could you tell me a little bit about some of that aspect of it?
Yeah, so we are now working on our third business park. And the reason that we acquired the land in late 2024 is because we're out of land for new businesses to come in, for our existing businesses to expand. And that is crucial. We have to be able to really accommodate our existing businesses and also to recruit those new ones. Again, goes back to opportunities for our young folks.
Well, let's speak about young folks. We have Dr. Mike here. I think this is a incredibly good connection. I mean, you run this technical school, which obviously are teaching young people how to enter the workplace and have something that they know how to do when they do that. So how does that work in, how does BCDA help your school or the students of your school?
Yeah, so you have to have, everybody has to have a why. Why do you do what you do? And my why starts with my family, blue collar family. My dad was a welder, and that's where my passion comes from, to help train and prepare kids for the workforce. The blessings at BCDA, I can't count them all that they've given to the school because of, and those blessings have been the connections that have been made between the school and the industries across Bedford County. Industries that, you know, I've been a lifelong resident of Bedford that I didn't even know existed. And so making those connections between the school with the employers in the county and having those employers support the mission of the technical center and to prepare students for that transition into the workplace, it's been invaluable. Can't thank BCDA enough for making those connections and developing those relationships. And I think that's a big part of what BCDA does.
You've got a big job now. You're the chairman of the whole thing. So you oversee, I guess, maybe not the operations because that's Jen's job, but how do you oversee some of the policy that comes out of this boardroom where we are now? I mean, you've got some wonderful people on your board. I was going to go through that later, but you've just got a terrific cross-section of professionals, educators, manufacturers, people from retail, and all this stuff. It's a terrific board you have here.
Yeah, it's not one person. It's our diversity that makes us strong. We have individuals on the board that are business owners, that are leader, that are CEOs, that are presidents of industries. And each of those individuals, as you mentioned, bring a diverse background of knowledge and expertise in their area. And anytime you're a leader or a business owner, you have to solve problems because things don't go as planned. You put a plan together, but knowing that you're going to have to make adjustments and you're going to have setbacks. And I think that's what makes BCDA so great, is we have individuals on the board that are leaders in the community and they're problem solvers. And our problem to solve with BCDA is economic development and improving the quality of life. And that's what makes us, I think, so special, and the impact is significant.
Speaking of plans, what would you like to see in the long range happen here? These buildings are popping out of the ground like asparagus now. We have new new places, the Betty Brown Slayton Business Park. There's a lot of words. And things like that. I mean, is that what you'd like to see continue, or do you have something else in mind you'd like to see happen here?
Yeah, I want to see the county continue to grow and the residents and the kids get excited about being a resident in the county and having an opportunity to stay here and work here and to, as we say, live, work, and play. And I think we're doing that as economic development has evolved over time, as we're getting into outdoor recreation and we're developing our outdoor recreation assets. Those are things that individuals, people can get excited about, not only working, but enjoying those various pleasures of life.
You are listening to Bedford County Speaks today, which is brought to you by BCDA. And our first program this morning is with the principals of this outfit, Jed Marsh, who is the president of BCDA, and Mike Odelick, who is the chairman. And so if you want to listen to this show, you listen to it every Saturday at 8:30 a.m. We're going to be here every single week. The program took a little hiatus during COVID. We're coming back, and we don't have COVID anymore, so we're going to try to get some of these people on the air, as we have done this morning. Jen, this mission has had tremendous success. Tell me some of the success stories you had with this outfit.
Betty Slayton and the BCDA board have really set us up. You know, the past 35 years, they have worked hard to get us to this place. We're in a great place. We are building a new business park. We are going to be creating a mixed-use development that includes workforce housing for our young workers. We are expanding our quality of life for our residents, but also knowing that it's the number three reason a business will locate to an area because of the quality of life. So, I mean, that's huge. And we know we're going to use that. We're tapping into that, leaning into that as a recruitment tool. So great things are happening for 2026. We're already starting off well. We were just awarded $114,000 multimodal transportation fund for offsite road improvements for the Betty Brown Slayton Business Park. We're set to break ground within 1 year of Governor Shapiro coming here, announcing a $2.8 million PA Sites grant. 1 year, Lloyd, within 1 year of award to shovel in the ground. We are moving dirt at a rapid pace. And it's good stuff.
I've talked to a lot of people that get grants, and then from the grant to the actual physical can be a lifetime. So this is
tremendous. No, we don't mess around.
Yeah, you don't mess around. I can see that. Yeah. Well, I made a little short list for myself here. For example, Breck, Bedford Rural Electric, which you just opened, I guess, last month. JLG, MEI, MCS, Celcon. Am I getting all these right? Kennametal, Metal, Coral, Rockland, Captive Air. What are the new ones? I'm missing some of the new ones. You have new ones here, right?
Yeah, we have food manufacturing. We have the organic snack company, the makers of Kate's Bars, right here in Bedford County in this business park. We have MDL. We have Bedford Reinforced Plastics. We have Lampire Biological, huge biotech life sciences company right in Bedford County. We have a lot of the greats, MEC, Kennametal, JLG, two facilities. MCS, as you mentioned, they've just recently expanded. They opened their second location, doubling their footprint. So our existing businesses are finding success here and are expanding as a result.
Have you got anybody lined up for this new business park yet?
Well, you know, I can't share all my secrets,
okay.
Lloyd.
Well, that's what I'm here for, to kind of blow the secrets away. Okay, all right. Well, stay tuned. We'll find out about that, I guess. I want to turn a little bit back to the employment a second. Mike, there's an outfit you guys work with called Jari. Jari, is that how you say it?
Jari.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about, let me ask you first. Tell me about Jari. What is that?
Yes. So Jari is the BCDA equivalent in Johnstown, Cambria County. And Jari and BCDA, as well as all of the economic development organizations in the Alleghenies region, work very closely together. So entrepreneurial development is one of those things that we really work closely with our colleagues in. Helping our young entrepreneurs or somebody that wants to start a business, getting the business plan prepared, helping secure financing and funding, which there our friends Jari has a financing and loan program specific to new entrepreneurs. So a lot of good partnerships to really help our entrepreneurs grow and succeed.
And we're talking about entrepreneurs. They don't need a 2.5 million square foot warehouse. You're talking about something small business, correct?
Yeah, we have businesses, entrepreneurs that work out of their home. We do have entrepreneurs that have a brick and mortar. But no, it's not the entrepreneurs like the Cellcon, like the Organic Snack Company that have, you know, 15,000 square feet, 30,000 square feet, something like that. Yeah.
Because you have a lot of big buildings here. So you've had experience with Jari, Mike?
I know of Jari. They'll set up industry tours. We've participated in industry tours. We work, just because of location, more closely with BCDA,
yeah,
and the economic development that BCDA offers and participates in.
Are there any entrepreneurial courses or so forth at your school? You help these young people learn how to be business people, or they have to do that after they get out?
No, that's not something recently that we've offered. However, BCDA has entrepreneurial development and offers courses and training, and Katie Bullington is heading that up currently.
Yeah.
Jen previously was very intimate in that department, and Katie's hit the ground running and has been doing an excellent job. And I see Lloyd there. You're looking at our BCDA 2025 Year in Review broadcast, and we have several young entrepreneurs featured in that publication that just recently.
The beauty of radio is you can cheat while you're doing this, you see, because it's not like television, because television, you're looking through the little book to look for an answer. You're trying to answer your question. You have a program here called What's So Cool About Manufacturing.
Yes.
And your guys are invited to that. I know from the tech center, because they come and these young people come and they go through these organizations and these buildings and see what people actually do. I watched them do it last year, and it's fascinating. Mm-hmm. I got to go through factories I've never seen in my life last year. That was just worth going to do that. So are you going to do that again this year?
Yeah. What's so cool about manufacturing? So let me just say that is a true collaboration and partnership. So yeah. The Bedford County Technical Center is the grantee through the state that helped get this funded. We worked with the After 3 program in the schools. And yes, we have students come into the manufacturers. They have their GoPros on. They're creating videos. And this allows them to understand that this isn't grandpa's manufacturing. Or great grandpa, even. You know, this is robotics. This is advanced manufacturing. This is cool stuff. And you get to go into and have a snapshot in the life of, you know, local manufacturing, which is thrilling. And I'm glad you enjoyed those videos. And our kids have been award winners at the state. So we're bringing it home. We're bringing the awards and the gold home to Bedford County.
Well, I saw these young people welding things with a computer. So that's really beyond what I'm doing. You are listening to Bedford County Speaks, and with us today is Jen Marsh and Mike Odelik. And when we return, we're going to hear all about something else. It's called outdoor recreation, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Today's Bedford County Speaks is presented as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association. BCDA President Jen Marsh, along with her professional staff, are building new business, residential, and outdoor recreation opportunities in Bedford County. BCDA builds business parks and fully operational building sites, such as the newly opened Rural Electric Cooperative Operations Center in Business Park 1, or site-ready locations in Business Park 2. In addition to excellent locations for business and industry, BCDA builds relationships that have added millions of dollars and thousands of jobs to Bedford County. BCDA represents a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org.
Now let's return to Lloyd and his guest on Bedford County Speaks.
Welcome back to Bedford County Speaks. My name is Lloyd Roach, and with us today is Jen Marsh, BCDA President, and Mike Odelic, its Chairman. And we are talking about BCDA and the very cool things they do. And speaking of very cool, they have a program called What's So Cool About Manufacturing. Can you explain that a little bit?
That was Greg Krug, President and CEO of Lampire, and he had some experience with the program down east. He brought the idea to BCDA and said, hey, I think this would be a great thing for Bedford County. And so we applied for a grant through DCED to fund the program. And we are on our third year, I think, now. It's just year three.
I think four.
Year four.
This is okay. Year four.
Wow, where does the time go?
Oh, boy.
It's a great program for the kids. It's eighth graders in our After 3 program. They get the opportunity to engage with our local manufacturers. As a lifelong resident of Bedford County, there's many businesses that I wasn't even aware of. So it's bringing that recognition and awareness to the kiddos. They get to develop videos to feature our manufacturing employers. And they start thinking about possible careers in manufacturing, and then they start thinking about, all right, what's the training that's required for me to enter into this industry? And that's where the tech center comes into play. And we've seen significant increase in student enrollment the past several years. I think some of that is a result of our What's So Cool About Manufacturing project. And with that, been turning students away for years in our welding program, and we are on the cusp of expansion at the Technical Center with renovation and expansion. We're currently in our architectural design phase to add an advanced manufacturing wing to the school that will double our welding capacity, that will bring in technologies that mirror what's happening in industry, robotic welders, laser welders, CNC, plasma cutters, so that we're doing more than just putting two pieces of metal together. We're fabricating, machining, and we're making cool stuff. And that's what we want to be able to do at the school, so that those students have that training and are prepared to transition into industry and are highly marketable, really good paying wages. We have several students. We have 36 students, I think, currently that are working out in the community with employers through our co-op program. Those that are working in manufacturing are averaging $20 to $25 an hour, and these are high school students that are working through our co-op program. So in addition to the advanced manufacturing wing that we're designing and preparing for, we're also looking at adding an HVAC program in the school, and HVAC is in high demand. We have Captive Air right here in our backyard in our business park. They're expanding again. Probably saw on your way in this morning. Steel coming up out of the ground, their latest expansion. So we're excited about the opportunities that we're going to be able to provide kids. And similar to BCDA's mission at BCTC, our mission is to enrich the quality of life in a community by providing specialized training opportunities to our students.
You've probably heard the story about the guy who was in the cellar working on his plumbing, and the plumber was down there with him, and the plumber said, that'll be $200. And the guy said, $200? He said, I don't pay my psychiatrist that much. He said, yeah, I used to be a psychiatrist, but the money's better. So I think
the money's
there's something
better
to what you're saying. Yeah. So, Jen, when is this going to start?
They're kicking off now. The teachers and the students have connected with the manufacturers, and they're going to be going in and doing their interviews and their videos. And I think in May, early May, we're going to have the celebration, the reception. So I think late April, you can look for these videos being launched, and there's a People's Choice Award, and these manufacturers and these students are competitive. So the more votes that they get on their video, they bring home an award. So lots of good competition.
Okay, let's turn here. We're going to go outside now, and I'm going to go outside with all of you because I know you're very hot on this outdoor recreation. How has BCDA gotten involved in that?
Yeah, so, gosh, about 3.5-4 years ago now, the Bedford County Commissioners came to BCDA and said, you know, outdoor recreation is one of our strategic priorities. It's in the comprehensive plan. We really haven't been able to get traction with it. BCDA has a great track record. Can you take this on? So that's how BCDA got involved with outdoor recreation and really enhancing quality of life.
I'm a new member of the municipal authority out in Reesewood now, and I noticed that it's very intertwined with what you're doing because they're trying to get these tunnels cleaned up and this trail cleaned up out there at the top trail, they call it. This whole thing is very exciting for the county because you're going to have this trail system. So does BCDA get involved in terms of maybe getting the people who come here to work, they give them another incentive to come here because they have this outdoor recreation opportunity. Is that how it goes?
It does. And I think part of that, too, is it's going to increase the number of visitors that we have in Bedford County. And then those visitors could potentially become residents because they fall in love with Bedford County. And all of those outdoor recreation assets are our quality of life. They're going to bring in the visitors. They're going to bring in the businesses. They're really going to enhance the opportunity for our residents.
Speaking of living here, you have a kind of a side project going with some housing. And it's kind of what, tied to or adjacent to something you're going into the business park. Can we talk about that? Or is that still a big secret?
No. Let's talk about it because there's a huge need. We've done 4 studies, housing studies, and that have all said the same thing. You need houses, which we knew. There's a 781 home deficit just in Bedford County alone, not even looking at this region. So with our new business park, Bedford County Business Park 3, we acquired 151 acres. 44 of those acres is going to be the future Betty Brown Slayton Business Park. And right across I-99-220 is an 18-acre parcel that we are calling a mixed-use development. So this is going to have housing, maybe some small single-family duplexes, workforce housing, and then potentially maybe a gym or an opportunity for a commercial, maybe a daycare center to come in and also use some space in that parcel.
So a prospective employer is going to come in here and get the whole package.
They're going to get the whole package. They got quality of life. They got land. They've got infrastructure. We're a one day's drive to more than half of the U.S. population. We've got the roads. We've got the land. And now we're going to have the housing. So their workers are going to have somewhere to stay. And then the trails. They're going to keep them here with great quality of life that we're
And they're going to get to walk through the Reestown Tunnel.
And they're going to get to walk through the top trail, 8.5 miles of abandoned turnpike with 2 iconic tunnels.
Yeah.
There's some great artwork, too.
Our guests are Jen Marsh from the BCDA and also Mike Adelic. The Betty Brown Slayton Business Park is your latest, I guess, addition to this empire of yours. what's going to go in there? Have you got anything slated there yet, or is that still a secret?
So, still a secret. I can't, like I said, I can't tell you all the secrets, Lloyd, although you are VIP. But breaking ground within 1 year of award is huge. We are going to have 10 lots available between 1 acre to 15 acres. Those parcels can be cobbled together to accommodate a larger footprint. So we really feel like we're setting up this business park to accommodate a wide range of businesses. And that can include our existing businesses that are looking to expand in addition to recruiting new businesses.
Okay, let's say I need a big distribution center, a big warehouse, or even a place to make things. And I come to your park. Is it going to have water, sewer, power, internet, all that jazz?
We are pad ready. That is our goal. All you have to do is come and put your building exactly where you want it and where your parking lot needs to be. Everything else is taken care of.
Plug in.
You're going to have water. You're going to have sewer. You're going to have a road. It's all there.
So you've explained to me in the past that that's the advantage that you talk about, the Bedford County advantage. Because you can put these things anywhere, but if they can't get hooked up, they're not much use.
No. Right? In this county, we are only 8% developed. Lloyd, that includes roads and that includes sidewalks. We have plenty of land, but we do not have the infrastructure in place for it to be pad ready, which is one of the reasons why we've had such a hard time getting housing to this area. Yes, we have beautiful spaces, but why would they build here when they can build in State College, when they have water, sewer, natural gas right at the curb? That's not the same here. And so that has been part of the challenge, and that's why BCDA is now leaning into housing. We're going to, our goal is to make pad-ready sites for builders to come in and set up these houses for our future workforce.
So what would you say to the big shot developer listening to this? What could you say to him or her that would entice them to come here?
It's called the Bedford County Advantage. We absolutely have it all. We have the infrastructure. We have the proximity. We have the pad-ready sites. We're going to have housing, and we have quality of life. There's no reason why you shouldn't consider Bedford County as a place to do your business. Not only that, the huge support system that we have here at BCDA and our other partner organizations. We are business friendly, which is very unique in this area, in really the whole nation.
Well, we've heard that Pennsylvania is a lousy place to start a business, and I think that's improving. I feel like that
definitely is improving. The governor's has, for the first time, we now have a 10-year strategic plan for economic development. Priority sector includes manufacturing, includes life sciences. I mean, those are two of the things that we have here in Bedford County, and so we're looking to expand that, and with the state's help.
Mike, I want to give you a chance to do a little plug for the Bedford County Technical Center. Why would a young student want to come to your school? What do they offer?
Well, I'll go back to your psychology example and a $200 an hour plumber. We are in a point in time where the demand for skilled trades is probably the highest that it's been in 30, 40, 50 years. And it's simple economic supply and demand. There aren't enough skilled people to fill jobs, and so it's driving the cost up for those repairs, whether it's plumbing, electrical, HVAC. And so the opportunity for a student to come to the school and learn a trade, and that stigma that used to exist, I think, years ago with career and technical education, I think it's gone. We've seen the number of students that come to our school and are trained, and they earn industry certifications and they earn college credits. So when you come to the tech center, and we have students that then go on to college. So when you come to the tech center, you might not just go into a trade. You may go there to develop some skills that prepare you for college. We have articulation agreements with Allegheny College in Maryland. For example, our health assisting program, we articulate 12 college credits. So you go to our program over the course of 3 years, 10th, 11th, 12th grade, you leave that program with 12 credits. You get that's a huge savings financially. That's almost an entire semester that you don't have to do in college work in the medical field. And you can do that right here in Bedford County with ACM. So that stigma is gone. People respect and value the need of skilled labor, skilled tradesmen. Truly an exciting time to be able to enroll in a technical center, the Bedford County Technical Center, and develop those skills. And the other thing, you know, when I talk to kids are smart today. I don't think we give our youth enough credit. They look at the cost of college and the amount of debt that they could incur, and they realize that that is significant, and they don't want to start out in debt. So they're going and they're getting a skill, they're developing a trade, and they're marketable, and they're being hired while they're in high school. And the other paradigm shift that I think that I've seen after COVID the last 5 years, because of the significant demand of a skilled workforce, is the employer's willingness to train within. When they hire right out of high school, their willingness to train an individual to give them an opportunity to go back to college, and the employer actually pay for that. So those opportunities existed in the past, but not to the degree that they exist today because of the demand.
Thank you. Jen, how do we get a hold of you?
You can call 814-623-4816. You can stop by. We are on the Business Park, 1 Corporate Drive, Suite 101. You can email jmarsh@bcda.org. We're here. We're here and ready to help.
I want to thank both of you. You've been terrific this morning. We're out of time, but I really, really appreciate talking to both of you. Jen Marsh and Mike Odelick of BCDA, thank you. Thank you very much. This morning's program was brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org. This is Lloyd Roach. See you next Saturday. Until then, have a great week.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks over 98.7 FM and 1310 AM WBFD. The show is heard right here every Saturday at 8:30 AM. If you'd like to hear the program again, visit bedfordcountyspeaks.com. Join us next time for Bedford County Speaks.